Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. is a step closer to providing coronavirus relief help to individuals, businesses, and states. The House of Representatives Monday evening passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as a $1.4 trillion in annual government spending. Funding. The Senate must now approve the measure before a midnight deadline expires to keep U.S. government funded. Officials at the White House have said President Donald Trump will sign the legislation. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. A previous round of $1,200 stimulus payments was included in a much larger coronavirus relief bill back in March. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. Speaking of the president-elect, Biden and his wife, Jill, received a coronavirus vaccination, rather COVID-19 vaccination, on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the U.S. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline workers, healthcare workers, and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. South African health officials say a new variant of the coronavirus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant known as 501B2 appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strand, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings and limited days and hours for alcohol sales. South Africa has recorded 920,922 coronavirus cases and more than 24,000 deaths, according to the numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. European Union and British negotiators remained in Brussels, with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing in Britain's waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight, December 31st, with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. A Sunday deadline set by the EU Parliament expired without an agreement being found, leaving no time for lawmakers to ratify an eventual deal before January the 1st. Well, the U.S. State Department has issued additional visa restrictions on Chinese officials suspected of human rights abuses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the visa restrictions affect Chinese officials who the United States believes are responsible for or complicit in repressing religious and spiritual practitioners, members of the ethnic communities, dissidents, human rights defenders, journalists, and others. Pompeo said family members of the targeted individuals could also face visa restriction. The move comes in the final month of President Trump's administration. It also comes at a time when U.S.-China relations have grown tense over a range of issues. Well, more than 70 West Point cadets here in the U.S. have been accused of cheating on a math exam taken online when they were studying remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. Most of them have been enrolled in a rehabilitation program and will be on probation for the rest of their time at West Point. The cheating came to light when instructors saw irregularities while grading the exams. For more news, join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.